Sur le pavé, quand il va bien s'évirer.
Thank you. out of your bank account to roulette, and we'll be back.
Oh, that's right. trivet. Damn.
I'll calm down.
Well, loading. Atopia, levigation, and apophenia, as it is called. Did I find like the squeakiest chair in roulette to sit on during this piece? This piece is actually a couple years old, and has been sort of an idea that I've been playing with for a few years, which usually don't do program notes, but you're getting some now. This piece is downloading data live from the internet in real time and then sonifying it, just so you know what's happening. But it's kind of fascinating because, as I said, I originally did this in, I don't know, 5 years ago or something like that, 6 years ago. And that was in the days of web version 1. And it's been very interesting trying to make web crawlers and just sort of download stuff in web version 2, where we're faced with vast amounts of Google, which is all in Flash, which is hard to do, and actually YouTube, you know, owned by Google, and Facebook and all this. They're much better protected. And so it's a much more difficult to get access to. But so I found it kind of interesting over the years to note that not only is the internet getting a little hard to actually get any kind of access to, it's also means that the stuff that is on sort of normal websites, or what, you know, Web 1.0 websites, tends to be even more and more marginal socially, which has been kind of an interesting observation as I have been working on this, is to notice that I used to get a lot more, like, you know, people's GeoCities sites with pictures of their families, and I get fewer of those, and I get far more of total weirdo nut jobs. Which is great. I mean, that's great, you know, I'm totally happy getting the weirdo nut job sites. That's totally fine with me. But it's been an interesting lesson in how the web has changed over the past few years. So.
Thank you.
I just sent the froggy death on top of his deck.
Thank you.